welcome to The Blank Canvas, the forum to speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to 96.9 Guardian Talk Radio. Don't forget, you can always listen to us by downloading the app from the App Store or Play Store and listen to us on your mobile device all day. But we're always super happy when you tune in on Wednesday evening to hear about the Bahamian creative community. And, of course, you can also listen by going to the website or listening on the radio in your car at 96.9. So tonight I have a Bahamian artist who's been working in the community for a long time. He's been doing lots of really interesting projects, we've had great shows at the NAGB, but also, like, he's a silent missile, and he's going around the world and doing incredible things. And I feel like people at home don't know about it, so I really wanted to have him on the show to highlight his work, and that is the artist Keyshawn Monroe. So welcome to the show, Keyshawn.
Good evening. Thank you.
Good evening. Keyshawn was actually, people should know him because he was the recipient of a Bahamian Icon Award, so certainly people have been watching. But Keyshawn, just for the audience, tell us a little bit about how you found yourself on this path. It's not always easy to become an artist or to self-identify as an artist. How did you get to where you are today?
Well, I think that I found myself along this path because it was just meant to be. You know, when you study certain families, right, in their lineage, they kind of have your families of singers, your families of athletes, your families of even actors. And I just think that I come from that type of family, right? I grew up in a household where there was always some sort of act of creativity happening, right? My mother and my father and even my extended family, right, are all involved in the arts, right, or academics in some way. And so it was always some sort of stimulation where I felt as though it was normal to want to achieve certain things. It was expected that you would achieve a certain level of not only in terms of creativity, but academically, right? And academics and creativity kind of goes hand in hand because one informs the other and vice versa. So growing up, my parents, they never told me that something was impossible, right? They never forced me to go in a specific direction, like you had to be a doctor, you had to be a lawyer, or it was frowned upon that you wanted to be an educator or an artist, right? Because they were all of these things, and they have been successful. They have made many contributions to our society, our nation. Right. And so those are the persons that I could have looked up to in terms of role models, in terms of national role models. Right. They inspired me. Right. And it's basically in my blood. I come from a family of seafarers as well. And so challenge is nothing new. You know, we look forward to exploration in many different ways.
That's interesting. I didn't know that you had seafarers in your family. That makes a lot of sense. We're going to talk about some of your projects later. Now that makes sense to me.
Yeah, my family comes from Ragged Island. And so you're basically stuck on a small rock in the middle of the ocean. And so you have to venture over the horizon to survive, right? In order to engage or interact with the rest of the world. And so it was always a cultural, exchange, right? You had to exchange physical resources, human and physical resources, right? In order for provisions. And so I feel as though my family, my people, just grew stronger in being able to communicate, being able to package, so to speak, or harness what it is that they were all about and bring back from the rest of the world their experiences and be able to execute and to express themselves in many different disciplines and formats. And so, like I said, it was a part of me. It's kind of like your physical makeup, right? Yeah. Sometimes persons, they can go until they are like 40 years old, and then all of a sudden you develop this allergy. It's not that you didn't have the allergy before or the possibility of catching it. It's just that some things just manifest themselves at different points in time.
Yeah.
And I feel as though this is something that came to me later in life. It's not that I was always surrounded by these things, but it's just that it was something deep inside me that when its time had come, it started to grow.
Awesome. Yeah.
And it was nothing, no ocean could hold it back. No army could stop it from growing inside.
That's beautiful. You said two things that really resonated with me. One was this discussion that you're having. I find when I speak to a lot of Bahamian practitioners, very often they came out of creative families, although the parents and grandparents might not have self-identified that way. They might have been a carver or a dressmaker. So, but there's this something about a lineage of creativity, but also that you said, and I think this is really important, that you said that the academics are part of it too, because I feel like sometimes, not just in our country, but in other places in the world, the art is seen as what you go do. You know, if you're not able or capable to become the doctor or the lawyer, it's not seen as like an academic achievement. And I think it's really important that you articulated that because, you know, in your work too, there's so much research, there's so much, and this happens with many artists, like it's so much more than just the paintbrush and the paint or the chisel. It's a whole mental rigor that you clearly have in your work.
Yeah, and another thing I wanted to add as well is when we speak about not only Bahamian art, but when you speak about Bahamian culture, some people say that you can see a Bahamian walking through the airport, not because they're wearing a flag, not because they're waving their passport in their hands, but it's a disposition, right? It's the way that you walk. It's it's like almost like you know that you own the space that you exist in. We come from a culture where the Bahamians want to agree or believe it or not. We have a certain sense of independence, right? We know that we have the ability to achieve certain things. And that's why I can run for 5 minutes and around any direction through any corner. I can run into somebody, some individual who has achieved something great internationally, mm-hmm. right? In high school, I was an athlete, right? I was able to train with Olympians,
mm-hmm.
right? And that gave me, it stimulated me more, right? It was also a model for me to say, well, this is somebody, this is something that I can hold on to, something tangible, somebody who is on the side of me, but yet who is on, you know, publications that I see on television, receiving praise all around the world, but yet they're having a conversation with me. They're sharing ideas with me. It's not necessarily art, but it's discipline, and art mm-hmm. discipline goes hand in hand. Mm-hmm. Music is also very important. Before you had eyes, you had a heartbeat, mm-hmm. right? So that rhythm is something that you tap into. Once you realize that all of these various elements kind of come together to create the individual perspective that you share as an artist at different points in time, then you realize that you have to really engage in more than just what is popularly perceived as the visual arts, mm-hmm. because the visual arts is a lot more than visual.
Yeah, absolutely. No, you strike a, you say a really important note there. And I think also you're alluding to like the level of excellence in our country.
What I failed to mention was the sense of value that Bahamians tend to have, especially going back to my ancestors, right? The people that I come from. It's because you said, you made mention of the fact that I was not pushed into a certain direction, right? Because we always felt as though we didn't need anyone to validate us. Mm-hmm. I am what I am, whether you like it or not. This is me. I'm going to be the best me that I am going to be.
Yeah.
Nobody is going to stop that. And it should only get better, right? And so I think that is what we need as artists. That is what needs to be shared. That is what needs to be taught, a sense of value, right? Because people tend to respect things that you respect. And if you don't respect yourself, you can't expect for anybody else to respect you. And it goes for the same in your art. You can see it in the artwork, right? There's a difference between a well-executed art piece and a piece that has passion, right? Executed in the same way.
Mm-hmm. Yep. You are very right. And I think you're speaking a lot of truth. And it is important to have self-value. And again, you know, what you said about just the level of excellence, I feel like in our small country, I feel like the percentage of excellence in any industry, but specifically in the creative industries, is like so high. When I think how many artists, ceramicists, musicians, dancers, out of our small space, it really blows my mind. And I think we are surrounded by excellence, and we need to honor it more, in fact. So I think people listening, if you are trying to imagine some of Keyshawn's work, probably something that everybody saw was a mural he did downtown called Lift Your Head Up that was then destroyed in a fire. I think you'd all know that. I would hope you'd know his work from other shows he's done here. When we come back from the break, I really wanted I'll ask him about his universal human experience, which really ties together a lot of what he's speaking about, in terms of self-reliance, in terms of crossing borders, in terms of understanding the value in oneself and in your fellow man. His work is so much more than just painting or drawing. It really deeply tries to tie in all these different things. So we're going to go to a quick break. We're going to come back and we're going to hear more from Keyshawn Monroe, who's here on the Blank Canvas tonight, and hear about projects he's done in the past, but also some of the projects he's currently working on. You are listening to The Blank Canvas, the show in which we speak about visual culture and creative community. I'm Amanda Coulson. I'm the Executive Director of the National Art Gallery of the Bahamas, and you're listening to Guardian Talk Radio 96.9 FM. We're going to be right back after this break.